Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. It's Friday. Friday show, so we're definitely drinking here on a Friday afternoon. We got Gina Hyena in the house tonight. Look at you.
Look at me.
Rosé. Look at us. Look at us.
I literally packed a dress because in my head I was like, I'm going to wear a dress to the podcast and they're going to treat me as a lady. And then I woke up hungover as shit and brought a hoodie.
Yeah.
Honestly, you could have dressed up like the Queen of England. We wouldn't have treated you like a lady.
Yeah, no, I had a feeling.
It's a good thing you skipped that.
We just don't care. What does your hoodie say?
It says Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, nice. That's nice.
Yeah, it's a hardcore band I grew up with. They had a shirt or a song called JFC, which is written based on Oppenheimer's point of view. So it says, I am the end of the world. So it was like all the shit that he said
I am
before.
Become death.
Yeah. So it's based on that. But I grew up with them when they were playing basements in fucking Chicopee, Mass. And now they tour like fucking nationwide and sell out shit. So I was like, always got to support the homies.
Yeah. Are they a Christian rock band?
No.
Believe it or not.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. I didn't know. I didn't know.
I had a feeling, maybe not.
Yeah. I didn't know they were still touring.
Yeah.
No, I used to be big. They used to open up for Stryper.
Yeah.
It was just Christian rock bands just coming
Petra.
Together. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big fan of Stryper. Huge fan of Stryper. I don't know if you are.
Petra.
I don't
was
know.
The other big Christian rock metal band. And I think they wrote that song.
Yeah.
Wait, one of them wrote that song, God Gave Rock and Roll to You, and then I think Kiss bought it from them or some shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And then Creed, obviously.
I liked Under Oath. I still like Under Oath.
Under Oath is good, yeah.
Do you still like Creed?
No.
With arms wide open.
No, didn't that dude beat his wife? You'd think I would like him more.
No, did he?
I don't think so. I think he just fucked a bunch of other women, which is
I think he slapped her.
If you're rich, you're entitled to do both of those things.
Well,
first
of all,
you can slap your wife.
What woman doesn't want to be slapped in the first place?
I know. Really?
No, thank you. Again,
that is not true.
How many
lies?
How many
lies? I'm a good dad.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, guys. Sorry you got a lady with a good father on the podcast.
That's a red flag for
yeah,
me,
this
actually.
Should be a rough one for you.
Just you know,
walk into the bar and say, hey, does anybody else have problems with their dad? And if a girl doesn't raise her hand, just walk the fuck out. Right?
Exactly.
You're like, I'm done here.
You know who
the
latest
the
one
in.
was Bob's, dude. Bob's, your dream girl, Rachel Bilson.
I know.
Did you hear about her?
Who's Rachel Bilson?
Holy shit.
Summer from the OC.
Pop up a pic for the audience of Rachel Bilson.
Don't show me her with like a black eye or something.
Well, no.
Oh, I thought you said black guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Jesus.
That would make my father so upset.
My God, I bet.
You're fucking
Your
Italian
father
dad.
Would get out the jam boy when he would play golf on Sundays,
God
I bet. You knew it was coming today.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
You knew it was coming today.
I will say, being from an Italian family, they were not. They didn't support the whole jam boy thing, but my grandfather had a black cat named Mookie, which sounds very racist.
Mookie Wilson, though.
Mookie
they're
Wilson.
From New York.
Yeah, they're from New York.
You know, it was after that. I asked my dad, like, a couple years later. I was like, wait, why did you have a black cat named Mookie? And he was like, oh, because I was working on the ambulance, and I found a cat, and we had a doctor whose last name was, like, Mook and Gennaro, and we thought that was so funny. So we just named a cat after the immigrant. I was like, that's fucked up.
Yeah, why
that
not?
Might be worse.
I'm in the market for a new dog. Maybe I'll name it after an immigrant.
Exactly.
Who's your favorite?
My favorite immigrant?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Probably somebody from the rocket team from the Nazis, right? But you can't do that.
The rocket team.
Yeah, so
you can't do that.
The people that made the V2 rocket came over here and helped us develop nuclear weapons. So but
I
can't
I'm
do
getting
that
the premise of the podcast, and we're not going to talk about the ballet.
I like a good old-fashioned Mexican. Yeah, I like a good old-fashioned Mexican.
You like a good?
I sure do. I can't get – so we live in Austin. I can't get a fucking white man to do – work like any form of work whatsoever. You've got to get hire Mexicans. White people just don't want to work in this city. So
yeah,
I they just want to get flash tattoos and talk about their podcast.
That's it.
I'm sorry, get what tattoos?
Flash tattoos.
What does that mean?
It's like the shit that's on the wall that you're just like, I want that dragon.
Oh, or you like, mean like I want what?
The, look like little stickers.
What yeah. Adam, whatever the fuck
Adam
his name
Levine.
Is. Levine did, yeah.
Yeah.
Like we were at that Super Bowl in Atlanta a couple years ago, and it was the first time, it was right after I guess he had gotten all of them, and he's doing the halftime show, and he takes his shirt off, and I'm like, this looks like somebody photoshopped it.
Yeah,
it was. You got like California across your.
It looks like an
serious?
Instagram filter. It's so stupid.
It was the whole contact sheet. Yeah. It was like, give me one of everything, and I'll take that. It looks great. Yeah. Just give me one of that.
That's why every barista here has like every little fucking bullshit on it.
Oh
the
yeah,
fucking the what do you call it? Nautical stars. One of them typically. Yeah, yeah, it's so stupid.
That's
now
pull up Rachel Bilson real quick. You're gonna love this. Real quick.
I like that you explained what that is. We're gonna have to have you explain Jamboy in a minute. Before we do that, let's look at this picture. Of this girl.
Rachel Bilson, OC, cutie.
Yeah,
kind of innocent vibe. All that other stuff. So she came out last night and said that she lost a job in Hollywood because she did a podcast recently, where she said she likes to be manhandled in bed.
Oh.
And I was like, whoa, okay, let's
and
go.
She says she lost a job because of that? Because it seems like you would get jobs because of that.
I thought too, Bob. And
She's been saying a lot of wild stuff the last couple of years, like in an awesome way. Like people were like...
Remember she's fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
in
she's
a
hilarious.
Cool way. She likes to get choked. That's so sick.
It is awesome.
At one point, people asked her, they're like, what do you miss most about dating Bill Hader? And she just goes, his huge cock.
Yep.
I heard that's cool, and I'm really glad to hear Bill Hader has a huge cock, because like he's so talented and cool. Like, and I'm like, you deserve that.
But do you think he has a huge cock?
I mean, compared to other people that she's fucked, probably.
I don't
like,
know,
who are we
man.
Comparing it against? Who else has she dated?
When she says, with John Mayer at all?
When she says huge, what it do, in which direction?
Why, is John Mayer supposed to have a big
she's
one?
She's got a hog. We can show it to you. We got
you
a pic of it.
You have John Mayer's cock on got, like Rolodex
yes,
right now?
We've got everybody's
You're
cock.
Like, who does it?
We've got everybody's
it's
cock on
shelf
Rolodex.
Somewhere?
Yeah. What used to
well,
be.
we've got a walrus dick back there somewhere.
We
I
do.
See a dino dick
that's a,
here.
That's
I'm
Conchosaurus
about
Rex.
That's Conchosaurus Rex right there.
And then Hulk Hogan right next to him.
Mentally or physically?
Mentally.
Physically, I feel fine.
Yeah,
physically
you
feel
guys
fine. Mentally.
Are like, physically, you guys are like kind of glowing, actually.
Yeah.
Well, like, pregnant, so. There's some like money being put into that. Well, all this Jamboy money's doing good for the skin right now.
I mean, look, your father is racist, and then you're going to pass that off on to
me. No, my
like,
dad
I don't...
likes Bernie Sanders. My dad is the most liberal fucking dude. It's crazy.
You think Bernie Sanders is not racist?
He's super
honestly.
Racist.
Oh, I don't know. All I know is my
dad
doesn't
think he is. It'd be like a not-in-my-backyard kind of situation, right?
Really?
All right,
pull up this cock real quick. Yeah. Whose cock was that, Bob?
That was not the right cock.
Whose cock
Find
was it?
Find the right it. Cock.
But let's just see a cock, dude. Whose cock is
Wait,
it,
Wait, was that John Mayer?
I think it was
But my grandfather.
Who was it?
Because it was small.
Bob, let's see the penis, man.
Everyone's grandfather.
Show the girl the dick already.
Yeah, show this girl this dick.
Show this poor woman a dick.
Wait, do we have your consent to show your random dicks on
the internet? Yeah, is that a thing we need to ask for?
Okay, let me tell you.
I ask before every move. If my hand goes from your hip to your titty, I ask. Hey, titty? Yes.
Wow, what a gentleman.
And then there's a checkbox as well in triplicate. Now, then we review it afterwards.
Did I leave this drink at any point?
Oh,
now
no.
I'm like thinking
I wouldn't
back.
Recommend
a little Cosby sprinkle. You want a little Cosby sprinkle tonight?
It does make your skin look good, apparently.
It does.
But,
it does.
Okay, so I will say this. I am not asking to see the dicks. I'm not like, this is hot, cool, big dicks. But I'm not going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe this guy showed me a dick.
Just say you want to see the dick.
Show me the dick. I want to see the
dick.
Can you say it? Can you say it like
that?
Oh my God,
I'm
peeing.
So this is John Mayer pissing.
You got to make yourself
that cock. There you go. That's a fucking hog. Oh, look. Are you fainting because of it?
I'm just like having an existential crisis.
Bob,
right now.
That's a hammer right there.
I like, Bob, how you zoomed in an additional unnecessary time right
now. No,
there.
You did, Bob. You did the right thing. And if I had an applause button here, which I want installed, it would be for you today, Bob.
Yeah.
Right there. Look at that thing.
I just felt the need to enhance.
And he's uncirced. He's uncirced right
there. It's not that big.
It sure is, dude.
He's pretty hard because he was just getting a blowjob, hence the
is
girl's
he
face.
Either way,
is that
dude.
What I'm looking at?
Yeah, you're looking at an uncirced weens there.
That's a good average white dude, but that's not on the internet.
That's a nice thing.
It's boyfriend dick,
is
from what I've heard.
Is your penis bigger than that?
Yes.
I like that the guy knew the term boyfriend dick.
Let's see it. Let's see Giorgio's penis.
I know things about dicks that girls say.
Yeah, what is a boyfriend dick? Now that I don't know. What is that?
Boyfriend dick is when you have a guy that's like slightly above average, but it's not like a big fish that you caught. When you get like one of those that's like, oh my God, what a dick. Like, you know you're not keeping it. So you just let it back out. You're like catch and release kind of thing. But boyfriend dick is like, oh, this guy doesn't have like a fucking hammer on him that mm-hmm. like I gotta be worried about his ex-girlfriend calling. It's just like, oh, this is something, it's not too, it's like a Goldilocks dick. You're like, oh, I could settle down with this. It's
this one
slightly,
seems just right.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
That like you're we like, can progress to anal at some point, and I'm not going to have to go to the hospital.
Yes. Yeah.
It's not going to be a Mr. Hand sitch.
Yeah. That being said, I've been celibate for, what, 18 months now? I feel the need to clear that up.
Why?
Because of situations like this.
What do you mean?
Because of this. Because
of John Mayer? I mean, did you get dicked down by John Mayer and we don't know it?
No. Because of John Mayer.
I was like, shit, dude. You look, like, I didn't know if this was traumatizing. We just showed you your ex-boyfriend's cock on air. And I was like, oh, shit.
That'd be a sick rumor to start.
I recognize that vein.
Yeah.
Oh, is it uncircumcised? I'm acting like I've never seen it before. Oh, what? Oh. I got that hat in the back of my car.
Have you dated somebody famous that we could pull up their cock?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
All right.
No, I don't think there's a dick on the internet that I know.
So what's with the 18 months of celibate? Like, why?
It's not like I picked 18 months. I was like, I'm going to wait until I have a connection with somebody who respects me that I also respect. And there's been very few dudes out there right now that are like, oh, I get along with my mother and also want to get to know you and don't just want to fuck like a hot city girl or talk about like my dick or whatever. Also, they're just like soft-handed dudes. A lot of soft-handed dudes that I'm like, I don't think that you would be able to protect me if somebody broke into the house. Like, I would have to be taking that down.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, very few dudes like willing to be, I'm very old school. I like dudes to be providers, and I also like to emotionally provide for men that are like working towards something. And I don't meet a lot of guys that are down with that are like, I'm going to be like chivalrous to her and like know what I'm investing in.
Okay,
and,
this is all super sexist, everything you're saying.
Everything,
just said is problematic, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's just, and believe it or not, I think casual sex for me, I'm like, I'm letting somebody enter my body, and I haven't met somebody recently that's like worth it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not even like physically, where you're just like, all right, this person's hot enough, and let's rock for the night and see what happens.
No, that's for your 20s.
Okay. So you're not in your 20s?
Mm-mm. Thank you.
Well, didn't know. I didn't want to ask. Now I need to know your age.
Oh, I'm 36.
All right.
Yeah.
So you're looking to get married now at this point.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Giorgio's looking for the opposite.
Yeah, Giorgio.
He's looking for somebody
He's just trying to stay alive, I think.
Well, but he also wants somebody to provide for him. So you don't meet those needs.
I want to build with somebody, Ross.
That's not
true. See?
He wants to build with somebody that has an inheritance and a boat.
Exactly.
Right. I want to build with somebody who doesn't have a mortgage anymore.
Basically, what he's building is a resistance to new STDs, to be honest.
Exactly.
By exposing himself to the other ones.
Yeah.
Which I think is actually a good plan.
So do I,
yeah.
Giorgio, for what it's worth.
Like when everything goes sideways, it's going to be him and cockroaches left and nothing else.
Uh-huh.
Right?
And I've said this many times, but a buddy of mine in Los Angeles, he threw in the towel and went off to this divorced woman who was married to a very, very important studio executive. And she got a massive settlement. And she just goes, he was a personal trainer. And he was like, let's go.
Yeah.
What would you say to this? I mean, dead serious. This is what she said to him. Mm. What would you say to this? You and I travel around the world forever. I can't marry you ever. Because, you know, I'm going to lose out on alimony and the whole shit or whatever. Mm-hmm. But we can be together. And all we're going to do is just travel around the world, go on cruises, go on boats, go to Greece, go to Italy forever. And this is going to go on forever. And that's it.
And you're never having kids or anything like that?
No kids.
That sounds like it would get boring after like a year, like, to be
Italy,
honest.
How many times are you going to see fucking Italy and it
poor
change.
People or Europe.
Great question. Right? Great question.
Yeah.
So I ran into him about 5 or 6 years later and I was like, hey, did it get old? And he goes, no.
Sure. Oh, really? Yeah. He was like, no, this actually rules.
And I knew him for, you know, close to 15 years at that point. I haven't seen him in years, but he was pretty depressed before all of that. And this was the happiest I've ever seen him.
And I told him,
and I go, hey, dude, maybe it really is the money. This is the happiest I've ever seen you in my entire life.
Ross, the cure for depression is marble floor villas and Italian croissants every morning for the
really
next
is.
40 to 50 years.
Say,
well, croissant is French.
Comfortable is great, but there are some people that are so poor, all they have is money.
You could tell by the fucking word, Giorgio.
Yeah, croissant is definitely poor. I don't know what you just said poor. That came out of your mouth, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Some people are so broke, all they have is money.
What does that mean?
It means like they don't have a real connection with certain people or actual real friends. They just have people kissing their ass or they have like beautiful things and beautiful travel. Like I've met people.
You mean like that fucking designer bitch that blew her fucking brains out or whatever?
Yeah, like Kate Spade. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
She was going through a divorce, so...
Yeah. Oh, life's
but
so hard when you're
so
a fucking billionaire.
Much fucking money.
I know, but she was kind of older at that point.
Here's what we need to do.
Does that creep into your mind of like, oh shit, if I don't get it by 45, then I'll just be Grey Gardens with somebody?
What is Grey Gardens?
That Drew Barrymore movie where it's like, all right, you have a best friend, and then the two ladies live together.
Not worried about it.
Did this movie come out when you were in high school in the 60s?
Yeah,
or what the fuck?
No. What did you just say,
sir? It's a very famous book, and that's the thing. It was Drew Barrymore and somebody else, who I guarantee you Bob has seen this.
Here's the problem. Reading's for queers in the first place, right?
Sure is.
And
sure
I refuse. Hell no, I ain't doing that mess. Because I'm a rough-handed man.
That's right.
Not a soft-handed
man.
That's
me. I don't know words. Queers, I know calluses. Yeah. I know tools.
No, I'm not worried about it.
Who else was in it? Who else is in it?
No, Grey Gardens was that documentary about those two old ladies that lived together.
It was, but I didn't Drew Barrymore do the movie?
Not Grey Gardens, is that somehow a reference to their fucking...
I thought it was going to be like a
white pubes
or
what?
Something.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I'm sorry.
It seemed like a very like literal reference
it was
to like
a TV
dried up puss.
Oh. It was a TV movie?
It was on HBO.
HBO. Yeah.
Yeah, it was Drew Barrymore and Jessica Lange. I haven't seen it.
There you go.
Jessica who?
Lange.
Who the fuck is that?
Lang.
Oh, she's like
Jessica
that.
Lang. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I know. I can picture her face. But, but she's like, in like American Horror Story.
Yeah. But they're very divided in age. So yeah, I guess Drew Barrymore was the daughter?
They aged her up.
Oh, yeah, that's stupid.
And they aged her up, yeah.
Drew Barrymore is a terrible fucking actress. She's even worse on this fucking talk show now. It's like mentally ill people come on her show and have breakdowns. She goes, oh, it's okay. You're great. You're perfect the way you
that's
are. No,
the show is?
You're fucking mentally ill.
Yeah. That's what I came here for.
It
I came
is.
For
God
like,
damn it.
You're beautiful.
No, we're here
no,
to
you're
fuck
the
you
beautiful
up.
Day. You
we're here
said.
To tell you you're a loser. Yeah, you should be choked.
No, you dumb
and the
bitch.
Reason why you're single is because you won't be choked.
No, you want men to hit you.
Likes to be choked.
No, she does not like to be choked because she's actually been choked before. So that takes
you have
on a real way. So that takes the wind out of those sails. Yeah.
In sex or just like in
the
house?
No,
the
guy
the
wanted
house.
Me fucking dead. The guy wanted me fucking dead
what
in
did,
that
what
moment.
What did you do?
What did you do?
It seemed
do?
Like you were asking
I found
for
out,
it.
I found out he was cheating on me. What a bitch.
Oh, is that you? Oh,
you gotta knock that shit off, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
you gotta quit caring
I mean, you
about
say
that.
You want to emotionally support a guy. What's your fucking problem?
I was 22 at the time. He's a
oh, fair
shit.
Enough, yeah.
Did Scott Stapp slap that woman? Because if so, then maybe this is, sounds like you dated Scott Stapp.
I said with arms wide open, bitch.
Bitch.
Smacks yeah. him.
Your arms weren't wide
yeah,
open
no,
when I walked
like
through
the
that
beginning.
Fucking door.
No, this dude was super the Fast and the Furious. It just sucks.
Oh, God.
That guy sucks.
There's
that was worse than getting
so
hit by
like
him
one of those,
was like Vin Diesel posters.
He's like one of those chameleon dudes that whenever a new fad comes out, he just kind
of,
his entire
yeah, like
personality.
Yeah, a lot of neon in
oh,
his wardrobe.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that guy sucks.
That's so gay. That, yeah. Now, that's being... broke, as you called it. I guess vapid is a way to say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, that was a literal sociopath. Like, he could fake tears. It was fucked up.
Did he live his life a quarter up. Mile at a time by any chance or no?
Was probably.
It? Okay.
Probably. I don't know. He bought Nas. Like, he had, like, the
oh,
car. Like, he had
shut
the whole
the
thing.
Shut the fuck up.
Did yeah. He was
is he
going to
kill
a,
himself after this last
I
movie comes out?
Wish.
Actually, they're thinking about turning I this last wish. One into a three-parter. Do you hear that?
Oh, yeah. They got the early numbers because this was supposed to be the last yeah. one. They got the early numbers and they're like, man, I think we can go one more.
How aren't much they longer China can... money for that?
Here's oh, yeah. how long this movie's been going on. Paul Walker's daughter is in this movie. That's how long
that's
this fucking franchise. Yes,
that's
and I
crazy.
Think she's like 21 now.
Do you think they're going to have her die off in like a car fire?
Could you imagine if they
it'd
fucking killed her off? It'd be pretty.
I would if I'm in that writer's room.
They drive her right into a tree.
Yeah, I'm like I at least submit that. Like,
yeah.
Hey, what
oh,
if? And look,
God.
It's like an homage to her dad. Okay,
yeah.
So we let some Japanese dude drive her into a fucking wall.
Oh,
you at least got to fucking bring it up.
She gives birth to him.
I feel
maybe
like my
do it
kids,
like a Stanley Kubrick thing.
My wow. kids would do that for me.
yeah,
my
well,
kids
maybe.
Would give birth to me.
Oh, you think so? Yeah. See, you could CGI a rebirth of Paul Walker through the daughter's vagina.
Yeah.
Oh boy. That's
and then
dark.
We could have like 12 more.
And she looks down and he's crying and she's like, "Dad."
Yeah, Dad. And he just looks up and he's like, "It's been a long time
yeah.
without you, my
and
friend."
And then she pulls out a fucking gun
back.
And blows her brains
blows
out.
Blows her brains yeah. out, and then Paul lives.
Yeah.
And then that's
there
the
can
new
only be
franchise.
One at a time. It's like Highlander.
Yep.
How did I end up in this room?
There's only one Walker.
You haven't drank enough booze to be in this conversation.
Oh my God. having a moment.
There's only one Walker. That's right. How Vin Diesel ends the movie. There's only one Walker.
Right before we started the show, she's walking around like, what are we going to talk about today? Oh, I guess you should have probably
waited.
Oh,
we're talking waited. About the yeah. rebirth of Paul Walker's daughter's vagina.
You're the one that said that.
I know, I had a very meta. Make sure the daughter's old enough, and we're not speaking out of school here, Bob.
Very, yeah. I don't give a shit how old she is.
Meta Walker, I think her name is.
Meta? Her name is Meta?
I know she's old enough for him to date.
Well, that's 16, friend.
For it's him, yeah. For no. Seinfeld, yeah.
Well,
was
yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld oh, yeah. pedo as well?
He used to go after...
he was dating was a 17-year-old for
Shoshana, yeah, yeah. She was like 17
and
years old.
He was like 41
no,
or
no,
some
no,
shit.
No, 1736.
1736?
Still
mm-hmm.
creepy.
That was the age difference?
What's yeah. the rule? Oh. Half your age plus seven? Mm-hmm. But I can't do math, so I'm just going to do what I want.
Yeah, right? It's true.
That's how it works.
That's me.
That's what I tell the cops.
She's 24 now.
She's 24?
So she's,
shit.
She's
oh,
aged.
So we're fine. Oh,
she's, right. Yeah, DiCaprio have... wouldn't even date this bitch.
No, she's too old.
You know what yeah. I realized? You know what I realized? You what's know that? Why Leonardo DiCaprio dates young girls?
What's that?
Because anybody in their 30s remembers what's eating Gilbert Grape.
Ooh.
And if anybody in their 30s, like, I would make him do the voice.
Does
I
he
would,
put a retard
I would make
in
him
that?
Do the face. Yeah. Yeah.
I've never
yeah.
seen that. He's a oh, retard, though.
Show,
right?
Hey, Bob, pull up a picture of Gilbert Grape with the retard face.
Can you imagine
it? Pop that on.
Does it just look like John Fetterman or what?
No, he talks
sorry,
like Fetterman. He talks
sorry,
like Fetterman. Arnie.
Wait, do
no.
it again?
He does. No, I have no idea what you're talking about. What?
Gilbert do the
what?
Voice.
Do the voice.
No,
I've never, I've legit,
voice.
I've never seen this.
You just did a retard voice on live
no,
television.
No,
look
no,
at that.
Know.
There
oh,
he is
no,
right
no,
there.
My voice.
Look at Johnny Depp, dude.
Look at them young chaps.
Look at
yeah,
that.
So if anybody my age remembers this movie, so he has to date bitches that were born after that, or else they're going to be like,
yeah.
Or
do the voice, babe.
What if that's your kink? And then you wanted that in the bedroom. Give me, I'm about to come. Give me that Gilbert Grape. And he's
or,
like,
or how do you know he doesn't make? How do you know he doesn't make every one of these women watch that movie first? Then he plows them.
Yeah,
that's what he
and he does
for.
The voice the whole time.
The whole
what's
time.
The voice again?
I also
do the voice.
I was
but talk about
an Arnie
sexual
Grape
shit.
Voice. Okay, first off, let's clear
Gina,
that up. I was
Gina.
Not doing.
Gina, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
Why have you been celibate, Gina? Why haven't you been fucking anyone,
and
Gina?
And that's DiCaprio. And then he's just like, look, I was nominated for an Oscar, and I'm giving
hey, you want to see this, babe?
And then boom, everywhere, all over chest, face, arms, legs.
Oh, yeah.
Calves.
He never misses the legs.
I'm
sure
dissociating
doesn't.
So bad right now.
Oh, it's great, dude.
You see
and you know
he
really
puts
like-
a bowl of grapes next to the bed, and he's like, eat the grapes now, Gina, because I'll give it a come again. Eat the grapes, Gina. Eat the grapes. And he's feeding you. Gilbert is feeding you grapes the whole time.
I paid for a flight here.
Did you really? You shouldn't have. You shouldn't have. I wouldn't have done it if I were her, you know?
Shit.
You know?
This is the face. This is what regret looks like
it
right
sure
here.
Sure is. Jingle come. Jingle come. Sorry, Gina.
So you know what I really like, though? I really like the idea of like how like a Daniel Day-Lewis method acts so he becomes a character.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Like, so I like the idea of Leonardo DiCaprio doing that. Like, they do like craft service and he just gets like ants on a log.
Yeah. Ants shit. On a log, grapes. Jingle come. Jingle come. What? That's what the hairdresser's
your
name was.
Face
you just have
doing
the same...
that is going to be burned in my memory
it is
forever.
Gilbert Grape.
I'm
okay?
not going to remember like my nephew's 7th birthday, but I'm going to remember that.
Bob, make sure.
That's going to be a ringtone now for Drinking Bros. Yeah. Jingle Coon.
Bob, make sure you clip this, and I'm going to yeah. send it to her every day for the rest of her fucking life.
Every single
I'm gonna
day.
I'm going to become a fucking nun.
That won't stop
a
me.
It won't stop
also,
anyone.
Nun's
yeah.
got iPhones. I don't
you
give
know,
a fuck.
Yeah. This is why I use a stage name, because at one time I'm just going to pull the fucking zip tie and just fucking... None of y'all are going to know me anymore.
That's true. The dick comes out and you're just like, fuck you. I drink Bud Light too. Jingle I just write to the audience, dude, and everybody's just going bug fuck. Oh my God, I love her. I love her so much. Are you performing tonight?
Yes.
We'll give you money if you go on stage and say that you got fucked by DiCaprio during
the shooting
of Gilbert Grape. I was like, oh, he was so in it. He was method, everything else. And
well,
I started writing about it, and then I saw that, and now
you would have been
the audience would love it. Jingle Coon. Imagine the merch you would sell.
You would have been 6 years old at the time. Well, 5 years old.
Me?
No, yeah. Her.
Yeah, me
you
too.
Would have been 35.
No, I was. I don't even know if I was born when that movie came out.
You're in your late 60s now.
Yeah. But something to look. You're 1 billion to look into. Years old. Something to look into, Gina. You know? Would you
merch
fuck DDL?
That says Gene Gong Kum.
Gene Gong Kum.
Was just yes. Your face on it and like that?
But it's C-U-U-U-U-U.
Well, the reason is because he's a fucking mongoloid and it's tough for him to get the words out.
I'm
Why
method.
Are you hating, dude?
I'm method, Gene.
It's a retarded
hating.
Person trying to tell his lover that...
Hating.
Yeah, you are, because it's a retard trying to
oh,
fuck...
Oh, I forgot. I'm on the podcast where you tell me who I am.
That's yeah. Okay. Yes. Gina, that's exactly where you are. That's why you're here.
What podcast did you think he was?
That is why you're here.
We're here for us to tell you who you are.
Yes,
did
you know? Right?
Your family hired us to get you back on the right track.
You came
and
on.
The right track is Gene Gong Kum.
Yeah, 18 months
we
of being
celibate. We need you to
celibate.
Stir away. You started thinking about being celibate, back to school and becoming an NP for psych because you've seen a lot of weirdos. But you know what? We need you to get on this podcast, stare at all these dicks.
Yep.
And you need to hear Gene Gong Kum. 45 times in a row until you got right back on the
I'm
right track.
Close
lady.
To being done.
2 weeks. Oh, it's yeah, we've got.
Said, I'm not even close to being done.
Oh, you think that's it? Oh, got, you yeah. think that's
we
it?
We got a bunch of little listeners in the studio today live. Yeah, they're going to hear. They're gonna want to hear this all the way home. We might even name the episode Gina Gong C-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U, and then that'll be the name of the episode. And I think we're going to do it.
I hate that I haven't came in like 18 months.
I understand
and
that.
And now, when I am close, I'm going to think about that.
Yeah.
And like never.
Yeah.
I'm becoming a fucking nun.
You're welcome. You're
Thank
welcome.
You. Thank you. This has been...
It's been fun. Would you fuck DDL in character?
What?
What character?
Who's DDL?
Daniel Day-Lewis. Daniel Day-Lewis.
What character?
There Will Be Blood.
Exactly, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That was the one I drink.
But he's
milkshake.
A bit of a
he's a bit of a
sociopath in that one, right?
Yeah. You've, if you can't tell with the lady that's had four concussions from dudes, that's kind of
we're here to fix you. Okay, that's we're the here whole point
you.
Of this.
You know what? Thank you.
Play that Coldplay song.
You know, thank you.
Play "Fix You" by Coldplay. I'm kidding.
Don't
you.
Play anything on YouTube. If you play something by Coldplay, I will have to kill myself.
Yeah, it's true.
So play it.
Yeah. So fucking play it.
So play it.
Yeah. Boom.
Yeah. This will be like your big.
I think it'd be great.
I'll get behind you and fucking decapitate you.
Well, I've got a
like
shotgun right there in that guitar case. You can pull that out and shoot me while I'm
How
shooting myself.
How have you not done that?
Killed myself?
When you have a shotgun right there.
Oh. What do you want him to Cobain? I mean, there's guns all over the studio. Here.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. It's guns and roses.
Wow, we're short on the roses right now.
We sure
guns,
are.
Roses.
We have some rosé right
Would
now.
Would you fuck Daniel Day-Lewis as Lincoln? Because he played Abraham Lincoln. He was method for
And remember,
that.
Abraham Lincoln was a state champion high school wrestler.
Yep. So he would wrestle you first.
Yeah, but didn't he like going to the theater?
Yeah, but he's free and slaves
Everybody,
first.
Everybody, but there was no movies and shit
Hey,
want to
hear my cool based joke?
Go ahead.
Okay. Here's my cool based bar joke for you.
Let's go.
You want to know what's similar between JFK and Abraham Lincoln?
What's up?
They're both shot by actors.
Okay.
Okay. Is there a reverse
it's
applause?
It's all right. Yeah. Is there something that would suck the air out of the room? Like, play the applause real quick, just so she knows what it sounds like. Great. Now stop that because it wasn't deserving of that. Is there a noise that sucks everything right out of the room into a black hole?
I do like it though. It's like a Norm MacDonald joke.
That one,
yeah, it's like a very like based
anytime,
bar joke.
Anytime Norm was invited
like,
to come do something,
like,
he would bomb
drink,
on purpose.
Like, hey,
yeah.
You want to hear the similarity?
I want to. Hey, do you want to hear the thing?
Yeah.
But instead...
It might sound a little like this.
Yeah.
God damn it.
But let's say DDL was Abraham Lincoln. Would you let him get behind you?
No. Is this what we're doing right now?
It's not what we're doing right now.
Is this what we're doing?
Gina,
is this what we're doing?
If yes or no. You know, he walked into a Cracker Barrel and had breakfast in the town... In character
I'm catching
as
the vibe
Abraham
of the
Lincoln.
Podcast.
Oh, you mean I thought
I'm
you
catching
meant
the vibe.
I thought you meant Lincoln did that. I'm like, I don't think Cracker Barrel was around in the 1860s.
Bob,
my man.
Pull up the picture of DDL in the Cracker Barrel as Abraham Lincoln. People were eating, and he walked into the restaurants.
Oh,
yeah, but it probably takes a long time to get into that
the
fucking.
Same thing you did. I was caught up to. I was like, why are we talking about? Yeah, that's a
Mother
no
God.
For me, dog.
Oh,
but
he's wearing
like,
jeans and a fucking.
He's wearing a forehead,
neck.
A nose,
that
and a chin
like
appliance.
Half the guys
so.
In the coffee shops in Austin.
It's true.
Oh, are there a lot of Lincoln beards around here?
Tons, right?
Yeah, they always got lame haircuts.
It's almost like a chinny. It's
take
yeah.
any genitals in their mouth.
Oh, look at
that. Gotta get a haircut know? About it. Get a haircut
hey,
about
give
it.
Give me a haircut that says I'll suck a dick. But not exclusively.
God. Where do you live in real life?
Hmm? Oh, you want my address after this?
No, dude.
After all, want me to
you're
dox
deeply
myself?
You're suspicious,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, Gina, you're real fucking sus, dude.
What's, I know.
I don't even know where you live. What state? City? Where you at?
I live in the Northeast.
Okay.
I'll give you a region.
Couldn't be any fucking vaguer than that. I live in North America.
Could you tell I'm a Northeast Italian girl by anything about me?
Well, the reason I ask is when you come here and you see these fucking dudes in Austin, is Lame. It not like that where you live? Because I picture you somewhere in Brooklyn.
Ew.
And I think it's the same vibe.
Dudes are bitches all
no,
over these
I
days.
Don't live in Brooklyn for that reason. Brooklyn
you do
got
live
very.
There.
No, I don't okay. live in Brooklyn.
You don't like
I
got rolled you. Rolled jeans and fucking.
No, I don't like the trendy metro, shit. Metro no, sexuals. I don't like that anybody that thinks we're being individual by doing the same thing everybody is fucking doing. No, I live in the Northeast.
Okay.
But I'm from a very blue collar town, so I've always liked guys that. Like, I went to a vocational tech school. When
yeah,
I,
but
like,
did, you, did you do that because you were dumb or just because you wanted to? Okay, well, no, it's a fair question. Because that's what they used to say at our school growing up of like,
no,
if you don't
like,
get good grades, we're going to send you to that fucking.
No, it was half and half. So it was like half our school was the voc tech kids and half of us were like doing math. But I was around people that could like build cars and like fucking doing carpentry and shit. So I'm like used to that type of like man. And then my. Moved and like came here. I'm like, they're all just a lot of soft-handed dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's just really rough.
What did you
but
do
no,
with that vocational school though?
Huh?
What was your job there?
I went to regular. It was half and half. Like I just said, you tard. Listen.
Oh, it's both.
Yeah,
I've never heard of a school that was both.
Yeah, yeah. So it was half and half. And so those kids like took like English and math with us, and then the rest of their classes they were going to do like carpentry or whatever the fuck, and then we were doing like science.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But I'm like, that's just what I grew up around. Like, I grew up in, like, a factory town that got ravaged by the opioid crisis. So all my friends are fucking dead
West
from my
Virginia.
Hometown.
Pennsylvania or West Virginia.
I was going to say, yeah, it's got to
be one of the two. Massachusetts, baby OG.
Oh, the chooch. Okay.
That's
you're from there.
One.
That's
yeah.
another one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah I'm
no
from Massachusetts.
Shit.
Yeah, that's
God damn, you're like a fucking walking Springsteen song.
I'm like a Matt, that doesn't, oh no, that's fucking, God.
Matchbox 20?
No, I was thinking of that Bon Jovi song that says Gina in it.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I was like, boo, sorry.
His daughter got wrapped up in that opioid crisis. She's had like, she overdosed 2 or 3 times, I think.
Yeah,
the Jovi.
On heroin, yeah.
So funny because it's like, I don't take overdose. I'm like, they're dead. Like, I don't even take, oh, you took a little too much. Anything is an overdose of heroin. There's no like fucking regimented dose. Mm. So like doing that and being like, oh, they OD'd. They took a nap.
Yeah, they slept.
Yeah.
They slept.
Then.
The other Jovi kid that was doing well, he just got engaged to the chick from Stranger Things, 11. So it's Millie Bobby Bon Jovi is going to be her name.
Millie Bobby Brownie
Bon Jovi. Yeah.
Bon Jovi, technically.
Bon Jovi, technically, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. All my high school friends are dead, except for like 5 of them.
Really?
Yeah, that all happened when I was like 16.
All from heroin?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought
yeah,
you were.
Yeah, and then Oxy, moved to Oxy.
I thought you were confessing to. Like, I murdered half of high school.
Yeah, so you guys should stop asking me about these John
well,
fucking mayor dicks.
Oxys are fun. How are people dying from Oxys?
Because they moved from Oxy to heroin.
Oh,
because it's
gotcha.
Cheaper and
yeah, and that was before fentanyl. So it's, like, sad to see, like, people in their 20s here because of all the fentanyl shit. I'm like, oh, I remember this. I remember watching all my friends die, and I wouldn't fucking wish that on anyone.
Yeah.
It sucks because, like, when comedy, you have friends that are, like, 20 to 55 years old, right? So it's, like, now I see all these young girls being like, my friend's fucking ODing on the weekend. I'm worried I gotta carry Narcan. I'm like, fuck, that sucks.
Do you worry though, or are you just kind of like, eh, if they do, they do, you know?
No, I will say, so it gets to a point where it was like my very, very best friend, grew up since I was like 5 years old. Like, she could just walk into our house kind of friend, like went on family vacations with us. She was the main one that, like, when she, I watched her fucking OD, go through all of it, like lose a ton of weight, become a stripper, like go missing months at a time. When she finally
stop
like,
being free.
Stop. Yeah.
Yeah,
when she finally stopped living her life, she's a boss babe.
Slay queen.
Yeah.
Slay queen.
I also love that, like,
what was her stripper name?
Oh, I don't even know. It was so sad. But,
Cavalier. Coming to stage, Cavalier.
It was something sweet. It was like sparkles.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Sparkle sounds more like a clown.
And the reason I ask is if there's like, oh, did Cavalier OD, you know, do they call her by the stripper name or just her real name?
Oh, no. She just, no, that was a toughie. So when that one happened, that's when I kind of like for a while got very cold about it. I remember one of my friends calling me and he had like robbed another one of my friends and I fucking blocked his number for a while. And it's always a sob story about like, help myself.
Yeah.
That it was like, you just become so cold and callous to it that I was like, bro, learn some guitar chords. Like, you're going to fucking OD and you don't even got, like, a song. At least Lane Staley made a fucking record about it.
Sure.
You know, like, yeah. Like, at least, like, fucking do something with it. But I'm like, you're hitting me with a story. I can't care.
Yeah.
Like, my cousin's still in and out of that shit. I can't care. Yeah. So I'm like, now when I see this stuff and I'm like, oh, these poor girls, because that shit fucked me up. That's why I end up dating dudes that were choking me and shit.
But I think this is the same as pestilence or creative destruction or any other thing that, you know.
Locusts. What are you saying right now?
Well, just give me a minute.
Okay.
It's going to take
a minute. This is why women get slapped. I mean, it's fucking crazy. You do not interrupt a man.
I got
man.
A strong jaw. Got it from my grandma, buddy. I got a strong jaw. I know
you
what I can take, buddy.
Do not interrupt a man. They did not teach that in vocational school.
No, I think that addiction is the same as any other weak gene. It is meant to weed people out of the fucking gene pool. And I don't give a fuck. I don't believe in rehab or sobriety or any of that stupid shit.
I think it's depression and a sign of our society.
Well, it's not new, so.
No, I don't think it's new, but I think there's new ways to, like, get caught up in things that are, like, sad.
Yeah, that's just being weak, right?
Aww.
Yeah, I mean, how do you get
caught? Oh, look at that guy with the army tattoos calling other men weak.
It's not that, but how do you, what's the.
It's about the size of it, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's about who I am. Yeah, got it.
But what's the stop it of, like, oh, why are you doing this then?
What do you mean?
Like, why are you doing drugs? You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh,
why
yeah.
Are you doing
no, that's what I'm like. It sucks because there's like a huge mental health crisis in the fucking country, right? Like, there's not enough money or time for anybody. There's not enough money for fucking mental health practitioners to actually get to know to somebody. Mm. And there's not enough healthcare. Like, insurance is fucking demonic that they don't cover like a good person. So.
But there's not. But there's not one book or Drew Barrymore on her talk show saying, you know what? Switch to heroin. That's going to make everything rad.
What do you mean?
You know? Nobody says
that. Have you ever taken like a benzo and fucking just forgot about everything?
What's a benzo?
Like a Xanax or anything like that?
Oh, a Xanax?
Yeah.
Yeah, Xanax, yeah. But
yeah, and just been like, oh, cool, I don't have to feel things?
No.
You never been like, have you ever been like severely depressed to the point that you've like thought about offing yourself?
At the start of this show. Okay.
Just when you asked me that.
Jingle.
There you go. Let's reel it. Yeah, I'm sorry. You know what? I'm turning this too much into like an actual conversation.
No,
so
no.
Let's go back to
but with that.
Farts or whatever.
Yeah. But with
this
that.
This is the first mention of farts and you said it.
Yeah.
Just to be clear. We were talking about John Mayer's dick.
We sure were.
Just so you know, ladies, we're blessing. We were talking about schlongs.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. But switching over to heroin, you know what the result is in that. You know what the end result is. So it's not like it's been a mystery that's suddenly cracked and you're like, you know what? Shit, I did heroin and it's exactly like everybody
else.
Do
you think it's just nihilism and people don't care about the outcome, or they think it's like dating a crazy girl where I can fix her?
Well, kids, we got some sponsors to put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. 50% off the bundle package. It's the adjustable base and the mattress combined together. Oh, what a beautiful evening it is. My God, man. I've had this thing for 4 years. I love it. Their most popular version, though, is the Split King. That is new. Everybody's getting the goddamn Split King, I guess. They want to go to sleep before or after that Avas or loved ones. Or maybe you're just two brothers who sleep in a bed together. I'm not going to judge you on that either. Don't really give a shit. However, it is the most comfortable bed you will ever have in this adjustable base. Puts you in a bunch of weird positions to watch the game, have some sex, do whatever you want in the goddamn bed, okay? Now, if you're saying to yourself, Ross, I've already got an adjustable base. All I need is a mattress. You're going to get 40% off with the promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. And right now, you're getting two free luxury pillows with the mattress. And the pillows are just as good as the goddamn mattress. So it's a big deal. It's also a decent size savings because those pillows last forever and they'll run you up, dude. But not anymore. 40% off, promo code Drinking Bros at checkout. So let's say you want to get extra pillows with it. Great. Stack it up, 40% off, promo code Drinking Bros. Weighted blanket, sheets, the cover for the mattress in case you're doing butt stuff. You got kids hopping all over the bed with nachos late at night. Everything is 40% off with the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout. And at the bottom of the screen, you're going to see a 3-year pay-as-you-go program at no interest as long as you have decent credit over there. And guess what, kids? You can walk out of there with a brand new bedroom set for about $20-25 a month. Head on over to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Next up, we got blackbuffalo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros gets you 20% off your first order. If you're 21 and older and use nicotine or tobacco, check out award-winning tobacco alternative Black Buffalo. It's everything you love about dip, nothing you don't. No compromise. Long cut and pouches are made from edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients, but with and without pharmaceutical-grade nicotine, okay? Black Buffalo comes in classic flavors like wintergreen, mints, straight peach, and even blood orange. Their pouches have won multiple awards from industry publications. They're Black Buffalo's best performing products. All products are proudly made in the USA exclusively for 21 years old and plus adults, consumers of nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo sells their products online and ships directly to your front door at blackbuffalo.com. You can use the promo code Drinkin' Bros for 20% off your first order. Black Buffalo also sells their products in thousands of retailers across the United States. Check their store locator to find a location near you. I love the Circle K. Boom, they're right down the street at the Circle K. Go to blackbuffalo.com, type in your city and zip and all that fun stuff, and they'll give you the closest location near you, or just order online and have it shipped to your house at blackbuffalo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros gets you 20% off over there, your first order. Honor your rituals with Black Buffalo. Warning, though, this product does contain nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco. Next up, we got firstform.com/drinkingbros. Best in the biz, First Form. Love their microfactors. Just a daily dose of vitamins. Look, we were buying all this shit from like GNC and other fucking shitty places like that. Now they've combined it all into one easy little pouch. You pop all these vitamins in your mouth every morning and you're good to go. You don't have to separate it into plastic tubes like a fucking old person. Firstform.com/drinkingbros does it for you. Get the microfactors. These are stuff you're already taking anyways. We got the multivitamin in there, the antioxidants, the EFAs, the fruits and veggies, the probiotics. It's all in there. You can pop it right in your mouth. And the benefits of it are you live a long, healthy life. And it's good for your guts. It also makes you pee a bright yellow, which I really like. It's a fun yellow on those multivitamins. Big fan of those. Big fan of their energy drinks. Dude, First Form's energy drinks are the fucking business, man. And they're super cheap on their website when you ship them right to your house over there. Favorite flavor is the Blue Raz for me. And the one that tastes like Mountain Dew. I don't know if they call it lemon lime, whatever it is. It's the green one. Huge fan of that. Their protein sticks are amazing. They got the breakfast sausage ones that I gobble up every single morning. Gigantic fan of this company. We tried to work with them for years. They're huge. So when you go to firstform.com/drinkingbros, they're going to give you free shipping on any order over $75. And it really is a big savings because they get apparel. They got all kinds of shit there. If you're looking for workout programs, they've got that on there. They'll tailor it and customize it for you personally. Derek Wyda works there. We love, love, love First Form. We're super amped to have them on the show. Check out everything that I told you to do here, kids. Make a list. Check it twice. Get the microfactors. Get the energy drinks and the protein sticks. Go to firstform.com/drinkingbros today for free shipping on orders over $75.
I think it's getting to a point, like if you're turning to heroin, I think you've gotten to a point where you don't want to feel anything. And there's been like multiple steps towards that.
Maybe, yeah. Like, but heroin also feels really, really good.
Really?
So
I've
maybe you
want to
feel really good. I don't know either, but I've taken Percocet before. It's pretty dope.
Oh, and you're
right?
Like, that was pretty sick.
Yeah, yeah, it's right.
I've smoked opium before, but that's different. It
really?
Yeah, it's not the same.
Hey, let's talk about drugs. We're in Austin. We should talk about drugs.
That's right? Fine.
Right. But I was like, I don't want to turn this into like a whole like.
Kicking it up to heroin, though, is a notch where it's like, it's a no-no. You know it. You know what I'm saying? It's like driving 150
really,
down the highway.
Okay, so you've done,
it's probably not going to end up good.
So have you done Percocet? Have you ever needed like Oxy for like a. Like a pain situation
yes.
or anything
yep.
like that. When you stopped it, did you go through the withdrawals?
Sure didn't.
Oh, really?
No.
See, I've taken it for a wisdom tooth,
uh-huh.
and I've only taken half of one the next day. The next day, I tried to stop sweating, threw up, had like fucking diarrhea, whole thing, pain all over my body. So it's like such a bad Like that if you decided that one day, like you're going to stick to it to like not come out of it.
Yeah,
which is sad.
I've been in the hospital numerous times, and and I've had all the things that you could have in this life. Never heroin, just because simply you see heroin, heroin's bad, great, don't take heroin. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like lighting yourself on fire. It's going to hurt.
Yeah, I think if you're in the room with fucking street heroin, you've already gone down a bad enough path that you're not thinking that way anymore. I don't think you're thinking logically anymore when you're down to that point.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah.
It's nihilism, right?
Yeah, I think you're already at the point that you're like, fuck everything.
Now, cocaine, on the other hand.
Yeah, it's
a blast. Never done it.
Really?
Yeah.
No shit. Girl like you?
This is what really upsets me is that the whole fentanyl thing, if it was just in heroin and stuff, I wouldn't care because I don't care if people that do heroin live. But stay out of my cocaine. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's a very not in my backyard style of drug enforcement, I guess.
Now, that's what, do you know the fentanyl strips are illegal here?
Fentanyl strips?
The testing strips are illegal in Texas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I buy them on Amazon, but.
Yeah, they're actually illegal in Texas because they consider it paraphernalia, which is backwards and fucking insane.
Well, there's a lot of backwards insane things.
It's the South.
Actually, I don't know if you know where you are, lady.
Grew up in Georgia, so we still don't have booze stores open on Sundays.
Oh, yeah,
and
Massachusetts doesn't either.
No, Connecticut, Massachusetts, they're all like that. Yeah. Dumbass blue law bullshit.
Sunday, that's when they're touching kids. Yeah, you got to touch kids on Sunday. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Well, Massachusetts is the worst state for it. Is, you know that, right?
I think that's mostly during the week, though. I think the molestations mostly happen during the week when the parents are
really?
Yeah.
Okay. I found out that the Vatican has a list of priests that aren't pedophiles.
Is that a watch list?
Yeah, is it?
Like, they call, like, oh, sorry, Father Bob, you haven't fucked any kids this week.
No, it's just a shorter list.
It's an efficient church.
It's five guys. Yeah. That's five guys is named after.
Oh, shit.
The burger place? Yeah. No wonder they taste so good. You know? God. It's made with extra love. Those burgers over there. You know?
It's made by a guy named Gilbert.
Yeah, exactly. Loves grapes.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and let's go back to you saying that. Sorry, I turned it weird.
Well, Gilbert's got this catchphrase that he likes to use. What is it?
Jigoku!
Just says it over and over.
Jigoku! Gina's still not done yet today.
No, it's fine.
This will go on for. You guys want to do that for another 3 hours?
I've got nowhere to be today.
Me neither.
I got nothing until like 8.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I can do this forever.
Because what I would like to do is
turn this around. I'm sorry.
Yeah. What I would like to do is stretch. Yeah, and it, again, you're interrupting men.
You
don't like to be slapped, choked, anything else.
What a bummer.
Do you like to vote? Gina.
I'm not even registered.
Thank God.
I can't. Couldn't tell if that was like, of course I do,
I know.
Or of course I don't.
Oh,
I was
really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. So there's a thing that gets like caught up that I'm like, oh, I don't like doing coke because I didn't want to be mistaken for a girl that would follow around a drug dealer and suck his dick for coke. That was like the big reason why I didn't do it. Mm. But because I have
Want to have to suck dick for coke?
Yeah, I just saw the way girls acted around coke. It was just lame as hell.
It's
I was
not
like,
just
I never
girls.
Want to be.
It's not just girls, it's dudes too.
You're like, I'll suck a dick.
Oh, no, no. Gilbert was actually like that.
Yeah, he was. He was. And he was sucking dick for coke. Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
That's how
he wasn't actually retarded. He was just going through withdrawals.
Yeah. We're doing callbacks.
Yeah. Sure are. But why would they suck dick for coke? Just because they don't want to pay for it?
No, she said she didn't want to seem like the kind of, because that's the perception. If you're a girl that hangs out with a coke dealer.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, that's probably why you're hanging out with him.
Well, rise above it. You know, pay for your own coke. And then that makes you.
Or you be the coke dealer and he's sucking your dick for coke.
Yeah. You ever thought about that?
Or just not.
All right. So you've never done cocaine?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oxy's the hardest you've gone.
I got Oxy for a wisdom tooth out. Let's clear that one up, bucko.
Well, I mean, that's fine, but that's a lot.
I have a DMT pen. Like, I've done DMT.
What kind of DMT?
I don't know. It's from the dark web.
The kind that makes you see kaleidoscopes or the kind that feels like mushrooms?
So
kinda?
Dan does it all the time.
Oh, no. I got, like, past the kaleidoscopes and, like, saw, like, my friend just be colors.
Yeah. So 5-MeO.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Dan, we've done it all the time. He's actually done it on the show.
Really?
Yeah. We've done shows on it.
Yeah. Like you can do like the kind of like you hit it and you're like, okay, now I'm going to see like the Tetris stuff and now I see the kaleidoscope stuff, but I always like to go with it like with intent. But
yeah, sure. Yeah. You want to take a heroic.
What was the intent for you like that particular time?
I was trying to get over the fact that I was dated two dudes that beat the fuck out of me and like tried to figure out where that was coming from.
Okay.
Yeah, and like just kind of forgive stuff and like move forward.
Did you figure it out?
Yeah, I'm in this room, so now I don't know.
Yeah, me neither.
Like I felt.
I don't feel like
I felt
did.
Like I did, and then now I'm here. No. I feel very good about where I'm at.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, yeah. Well, you never know.
Yeah,
because sometimes
true.
It just takes another beating to kind of shake it back into you.
Because of like the thoughtful stuff that I'm saying, there is like a quick way that I can see how you could be like, oh, this girl fucking is on a picket line for abortions or something.
Yeah.
I can see how that vibe is coming off. I can see that.
It's super dark over there, Gina.
Really?
Yeah.
That's racist.
Well, her father's one of the Jam Boys.
I don't think my grandfather would
like
to hear that.
I know. Yeah. He sure wouldn't.
Yeah.
Does he still have slaves?
My grandfather's dead.
I'm kidding. R.I.P.
Pour one out for Tony.
R.I.P.
Not an answer to the question.
Yeah, it sure isn't. Did he own slaves? Yes or no?
I'm sorry, are you pouring...
You ran a book over there?
Are you pouring water
book?
Into your wine?
Yeah, it was like halfway.
That's reverse Jesus.
Yeah, it's like reverse Jesus.
You think you're better than Jesus? Pitch, get out of here. This goes out on Sunday, too. It's a Lord's Day.
It is. And look what you've done here,
No,
Gina.
And here's something creepy. My great-grandfather was an immigrant, came over here, became a stonemason.
Okay.
That's pretty common for Italians, yeah.
Yeah.
They built a lot of the churches in the Northeast, actually.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Is that what he did? He built churches?
I don't know what he did with that stonemason. Who knows?
He built slave quarters out behind his house, apparently.
Say. Did you ever sit down on his lap and talk to him about it?
What, my great-grandfather?
Yeah.
No, he died before I was born.
Oh, he did? Ooh. Okay. I think I'm one of the few people who actually lived with a great-grandfather for a while.
No, okay, let's do your thing. I'm on track with your whole, like, the whole defund politicians thing.
Uh-huh.
I think that's like, that makes sense.
Politicians are cunts.
They're all the same things. All the same fucking
one of my
thing.
Brands is
let's do this.
All politicians
let's
are cunts.
Let's do this. Let's do your show.
Yeah.
Why not? Let's do your show.
Yeah.
Well, no, see they're all the same fucking thing.
Yeah, exactly,
they're all the same fucking evil.
Slaves?
And it's crazy.
No,
stop
politicians.
It.
Oh, politicians. Yeah.
It's not a fucking open mic. Let's comment. No, they're all the same thing. I like appreciate that message, even though I haven't seen most of your episodes, but.
Okay.
Based on the term defund politicians, dig it. But what's the answer then?
Of what?
Like, what next then? So say, like, all these guys are fucking fuckheads, right? They're all,
right.
like, evil. They all cower about themselves. None of them, either side, are going to, like, lose sleep if you have a fucking bad day or if you go broke or right.
Uh-huh.
But, like, what's the answer?
Well, I think, like, jury duty. I think you should have to go to school for it, learn. There should be term limits, and then you get the fuck out of there at a certain age. So,
like you're a professional jurist for some amount of time.
Correct. And I think that would help not only in court cases, but with politics and stuff like that. You go to school for it. You get X amount of dollars. You do it for a certain amount of time, and then you move on with your life, and then that's it. You know, you'll need somebody there to make these decisions.
Yeah.
But the way we're doing it now, Dan talks about all the time, is basically a popularity contest. That can't be the way anymore because
what's
there's too
nepotism
many
nepotism and all who they all fucking know each other.
No, but there's a lot of fucking retards who are in there that don't know each other who just kind of pop in and
who's popped in that hasn't had a history?
Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Cori Bush.
I'm not kidding. No, I'm just asking because this is like your field.
On both sides of the aisle, there are like people that can't graduate high school who are currently representing their districts in the federal government, like Cori Bush.
But they don't
Marjorie
know
Taylor
anybody
Greene.
In politics.
Boebert did not graduate high school.
Boebert did not graduate high school.
Really?
She got her GED 3 weeks before the election.
That's crazy.
Boom. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And now she's single and retarded, which means you can probably get in there.
Yeah. And I mean, look, Fetterman's in there and he's completely gone.
Yeah.
So there was no need for, I mean, Pennsylvania's the dumbest state in the nation, but like, that's fine.
Mm. At least Fetterman was once okay. Boebert was never relevant.
Yeah. She's not, she like, if you look on her light bright, all the words are misspelled.
But like Georgia almost put Herschel Walker in. So, they
oh, yeah,
put
Herschel Walker's another one, yeah.
Almost got Bobby.
But
he
was famous, though, right? So that's kind of different.
He is, that's true.
Because famous people have been running for office forever.
But the other guy who actually got in is a fucking black preacher from Georgia who...
that says wild shit all
wild
the time.
Wild-ass shit all
really?
The fucking time. Yeah,
yeah. He's a
Warnock.
Lunatic, yeah.
He's the one who won. I mean, if you want to call it winning, I guess, at that point. But he's in... I mean, there's a million of them. Who is the wheelchair guy...
Madison Cawthorn in North Carolina. That young kid that was always doing dumb shit in a wheelchair in North Carolina. Yeah,
he said he kept getting invited to orgies.
Yeah, he served one term.
Yeah.
One term, yeah, and he was out of there.
Yeah, he's a fucking retard.
Was he? Could he use his dick, Bob?
The word on the street is no.
Okay. So with that, what if he was getting invited to orgies, what the fuck did he care? Like, the dick didn't work.
Well, do you remember Freddie got... Remember
he brought
Freddie
his
got,
own cuck chair.
Remember Freddie got fingered? Where he was just beating homegirls' legs with a bamboo cane? They did that to him.
Yeah. Oh, and that was the kink.
Hey, and let me explain something to you.
Sure.
You can't break a hole. Okay.
I'm sorry, you can't break a hole?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Tell that to a woman that's given birth, my man.
Watch
Ask your wife about that.
Watch me.
That guy's married, and he said you can't break a hole.
Oh, he also said it's my. He said it's my turn on the good hole one time.
Yep.
What else has Bob said? His parents owned slaves, I think.
No, you guys said that.
Yeah, he's never said that.
No, that's what you guys said.
Yeah, Bob, you definitely said it.
Like, you said that it's my turn on the good hole for sure.
I did say that. Oh yeah.
And your parents owned slaves.
And by the way, my wife's hole didn't break; it just got bigger.
That's true. Yeah. It doesn't actually break.
Well, sometimes
open.
It does the rip. Part,
yeah, sometimes it rips.
The so hole it's two holes become one.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
And then if you give the doctor a hundo after the baby's out, they'll stitch it up a little tighter for you.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows that.
Yeah, you slip it in there.
Yeah. It's a cash. They'll take Cash App or Venmo or whatever.
Oh wait,
too.
The extra stitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know they call that a surgeon stitch.
Yeah.
You know they do that like without even asking sometimes.
They should.
That's what a bunch of surgeons got sued over it because they call it the surgeon stitch.
Do you think it's scoot closer this way because I think this is funny.
Wait, you want to tell me a secret?
No, do you think the doctor after the surgery goes out and tells the husband like, hey, everything's fine, by the way.
Yeah.
Made her pussy tighter, man. Yeah. Like, how professional is this situation is what I'm asking about.
No, you about summed it up.
You about summed it up.
Yeah,
because
I remember
I think it's an elbow rub.
I love tight pussy, man.
Dap him up.
Yeah. Because it was another one.
It could
one.
Be a fist bump now, yeah, with all the COVID precautions right. and stuff. They may not want to get that close.
That's right.
It's an air high five, and they just freeze screen.
They do
like,
that.
It's like the jump in the air, like a Mentos commercial.
Because there was a guy next to me, or across the hall, and they were having a baby as well. And
there was a guy having a baby?
Well.
What show am I on
you
right
can,
now?
You can do that now, but let's face it. Women are the vessel. The dudes do all the work. And we raise our children. I'm sorry. We do.
Yeah, you don't really give the jar credit for holding the pickles, do you?
No, you don't. You know what I'm saying? But with that, he was asking the doctor
sit
the same
here,
thing.
Let you guys do that.
His wife's name was actually Gina.
You guys look like you're about to doctor, make out when you both do that.
The doctor was like, hey, dude, this is going to be fine. He's like, well, I'm worried about my wife. Is she going to be fine or whatever? And he goes, oh, yeah, Gina. He's like, Jingle Coo. And that the doctor had said that.
I think it's like solidifying the fact that I'm going back to school.
You think so? I would at this point. What are you going to do?
Probably NP.
What's that?
A nurse practitioner.
Okay.
Oh, I thought
but most of them are
Neil
burnt
Patrick
out.
Harris.
That's the problem. Most of healthcare, they're burnt out.
Oh, I can't imagine working in that industry ever, actually. But especially
yeah, they're
now.
All
Fuck
just
that.
Hella fucking burnt out.
You
right
make
now.
A ton of money, though. Ton of money. You get to pick your city, too.
Okay. Tell me how much money a nurse practitioner makes.
I think it's 75 or 80, and then you can bump up based on the city you want to go to. So, right now they're looking for
80 is a ton of money to you right now.
What's that?
80 is a ton of money.
Well, compared to what you make.
Okay.
Do you make 80 a year?
Yes.
You do? Okay. Yeah.
In Austin, a nurse practitioner makes between 90 or let's say 80 and 180K a year. That's pretty good. Or 210.
Correct.
80 and 210.
Mm-hmm. But it depends on the city. So Austin obviously is going to pay more. New York will pay more.
But the cost
LA.
Of living in Austin is not that bad, to be honest.
It's not terrible depending upon where you live. But yes, that is a decent fucking chunk of change. Unless you think differently. Like what's a good living in your mind?
Over 250.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I get at least a quarter of a stick if you're going to fucking put 12 hours in a day.
Yeah.
Okay.
But now we know where she's from, right? Or where she lives, at least.
Yeah, exactly.
There's only one place that would say that.
You're like, now we know.
I mean, now we know where you live.
Yeah. Now we know where you live. Now we know it's fucking Orange, New Jersey.
So do you, exactly. It's Patterson. You're up in Patterson, New Jersey.
Now we know.
So do you make a quarter million a year then?
I'm not answering how much money I make a year.
Is it over or under that?
I'm not.
We were planning on robbing you. That was the whole point of robbing
That's
you.
That's what. Yeah. This actually, the camera hasn't been running this whole time.
Well, the reason I ask.
It's just been a slow no red lights burn.
But the reason I ask is people who have a salary where they're like, this means a lot, typically don't make that money.
Oh.
So.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It's typically a dream of like, oh, well, this would be a lot of money. But it depends on, it's all relative to what you did throughout your life. So a quarter million to you.
Is a comfortable living.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you make a quarter million dollars, then you would be comfortable. So are you comfortable now?
I'm not answering how much money I make. But I am saying that there is a lot of money to invest in going back to school, and it's close to 200K to do that. And then you make under that a year beginning. Uh-huh. So that's just something to think about. And they're really burnt out right now. But I also think that aging as a woman, I don't want to be on a fucking stage. I think it's a little sad. I think it's a little sad to be a 50-year-old woman and be like, and worry about ticket sales. And I like giving back to people. So I want to be in a position where I'm doing something that's like helping people rather than helping myself.
So why not do that now?
Because the time and money.
Oh,
that's it. The investment, the initial investment.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you could get a student loan, right?
Yeah, those go well for people.
Jesus Christ, dude. I've been trying the whole goddamn episode here. Lay out a fucking financial future then. I got to hear something out of you today.
I thought I was getting paid for it. You guys aren't paying for my education?
No, sure not. No,
we're actually sending you a bill for this.
So the woman in her late 30s who wants to go back to school all of a sudden. What? Like, that's not...
To give back.
You could give back now if you wanted to.
I do. I volunteer.
Where do you volunteer at?
I'm a crisis counselor, actually.
Okay.
And that's why I'm here.
Gotcha. You're trying to coach us through our crisis here?
Are you guys thinking about hurting yourself?
No.
Yeah, I didn't.
I mostly think about hurting other people.
Other people.
Yeah,
from 2008 to 2015, every day I thought about hurting
myself. The next question is there a timeline?
No.
For hurting
people?
See,
there you go. Then we let it go.
No, I got too much shit to do.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Timeline for life or this particular gig?
What? No, like, so when you're crisis counseling someone, the big thing is, like, are you thinking of hurting yourself or hurting another person? And if they say yes, the next question is, do you have a timeline?
It's the difference between the ideation stage and the planning phase.
Yeah, it's truthfully, it just pops up every day.
I'm sorry, we'll go back to...
No, it just pops up every day. I saw a cyclist today that I wanted to kill. I
want
to kill...
We can look at dicks if you want.
I
want
to fucking kill cyclists every goddamn day, but I don't
do it. Do you want me to
pretend
to be an OnlyFans girl? I'm sorry.
And it's not that, Gina. Just pretend to be interesting. Totally kidding. But I don't know what happened.
I'm
going to
use
today.
That on stage tonight.
Did somebody fucking die recently?
Like, what do you mean? I'm just hungover.
Okay.
You know what it is? You know what it is? I'll tell you right now. And me and Joel had an awesome car ride here, and I was so funny and interesting on the way here, and he got all the good stuff.
You blew your wad on that.
I blew my wad on the car ride.
Yeah, on Joel.
I blew my
on this
wad on the
fucking
car ride.
Slave.
And I'll tell
Are you
all,
kidding me?
It was a good car. Yo, we had fun. I will say, here's what happened. As I came down here and this trip down here, I guess we're just gonna fucking let you know what's going on.
Sure.
This trip down here was supposed to be my deciding factor of, like, am I moving back to Austin? Because I have, like, I get good stage time with everything going on down here.
Yeah.
And before I moved, I was like, nah, I'm re-signing my lease in New York because I don't like the fucking chasing attention shit that I'm seeing. And I came in last night and I fucking saw all of it. I saw so many dudes proverbially sucking other dudes' dicks.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just such a bummer. And it made me go like, what am I doing? And then I sat here and you guys started showing me dicks. And I was like, what is happening to me? Do you think I'm a dumb bitch that wants to look at dicks? And so here we are. This just got so quiet.
This show.
I'm sorry, I'm not used to people listening
this
to me.
Show would have been the same.
had you not
had
been
you
here.
Not even been here. Yeah. We looked at dicks every day.
Every day.
Honestly, like, we've had Nobel Prize winners on and dicks in the same episode. So
I think, who do we have on? We had a theoretical physicist.
Michio Kaku was on, and we started talking about, you were talking about Stephen Hawking's dick, I think.
Yes.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What did we come to? What was the conclusion?
He couldn't use it.
He wouldn't fucking say anything.
Well, that's why he had so much time to think.
But the whole work just fine.
We didn't have time to think. He's a theoretical physicist. Fuck him. He's had all his life to think.
He got there. It's like a chicken or egg situation.
Oh, yeah.
Like the dead dick is going to give you some time to think. Like, if your dick didn't work, who knows? You could be somebody.
Yeah, but I'm not worried about that. Not worried about it. I don't care.
No.
I feel that. Yeah. So that's what happened. And then I got on here and I was like, what's the point of it all? And I had like an existential crisis for a second when I saw John Mayer's dick.
Well, there is no point.
Sure.
We're just having, we're here to have fun.
For a second.
Yeah, that's
it. Like,
everything doesn't
have
a point, you know.
And what you're doing in life with comedy, like, unfortunately, that's what it is. And if
that's the problem that's happened in the past 24 hours.
What do you mean?
That I recognized that was the path. That I was like, oh, I'm dealing with a lot of people that just want to get fucking cameras on them and shit. And I'm like, I just want to hang out and talk shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that doesn't pay anything. So you either got to do something.
Well, that's true. It pays pretty well for us.
Well, for us. Yeah. But we love the cameras and the horishness.
And you're men.
Well,
I
know,
like,
what I'm saying?
Yeah. I like the cameras are standoff from actual human beings. That's why I like them.
Yeah, it's a nice, like, so that's why I like.
I can talk to this and not to a person.
That's why
okay
I like stand-up.
That.
It's a one-sided conversation. Yeah. I can go do stand-up and go home and hang out with my dog.
Right.
It's not like an interactive thing.
No, but you could just go up and do open mics or things like that.
Yeah, open mics aren't a bummer.
Oh, my God, dude. I can't fix your life for you. I honestly can't, dude.
I'm not looking for you to. No, you asked me what happened. That's what happened. I just got caught up in a lot of, like, LA shit, and I was like, oh, I just got fucked up mentally.
Okay.
Well, I've got something I think can cheer everybody up.
What's that?
So you know how Media Matters has been leaking, quote-unquote leaking, these tapes of Tucker Carlson just being an ordinary person behind the scenes?
Yeah.
Like joking around with his staff, and they're like, oh, he's sexist. And it's like, yeah, she's laughing pretty hard at that joke.
So exactly.
Maybe he is. I mean, I say a lot of fucked up shit, too. Now, they released another video that I think you're really going to like.
Okay.
You're gonna good. I'm glad we're reeling
pop
it back
up.
In.
Pop it up.
You're going to headphones for this.
Yeah, this one is
pop
pretty,
it up here.
I've seen this one. I think it's pretty bad.
Yeah, this shows a little bit of the, I don't know if you want to say darker side.
Oh, I like this better. I like it. It sounds like you're whispering to me.
There you go. Pop it up here, Bob.
This is going to change minds.
Bitches born in the 90s that's under 25 can't cook, can't clean. They don't want to work nothing. That's 31 and over. Get in relationships with them and wonder why shit ain't working. That's because all young bitches want to do is pop pills, smoke weed, get drunk, lay around, suck dick, eat hot Cheetos, charge they phone, get a sew and weave, twerk, be bisexual, eat McDonald's, wash they pussy in the sink, lie, take selfies, and talk shit through Wi-Fi because they phone never on.
That's the greatest clip we've ever shown in the history of this show. That is the greatest clip.
Now,
in the
I can confirm that
show.
That's 100% real.
Yeah, yeah. And that's just Tucker. Wondering. That's just Tucker.
Just Tuck being Tuck, man.
Wash your pussy in the sink.
I got a sleepy 25-year-old doing that right now, probably.
What he said was washing they pussy in the sink,
yeah,
which is way funnier.
Sure is.
I've spent some time with this man, and the idea of him not speaking grammatically correct is so, aside from all the crazy shit that they edited right there, I think that might be the funniest part of it.
That's amazing.
Yeah, but that's real.
Yeah, that's real.
That's 100%.
That was 100% real. Is what it is. Gina, I think you're a crisis counselor.
Mm-hmm.
You might need to reverse that and start doing the counseling on yourself.
Well, you know, you don't.
I'm happy.
You don't. How many mechanics you know got a broken down car in the front yard? You know what I mean?
That's fair.
It's just the way it is, brother.
That's fair.
This is the point in the show where we give the Drinking Bro of the Week outs. Gina, we'll swap you out here so we have the listeners come out and give Drinking Bro of the Week, if you don't mind.
No problem.
Unless you've got one now before we go.
Yeah.
You got one? You got somebody you want to shout out?
Oh, yeah. Let's shout out Robert Dean. Wrote a book about existential thirst trap. I don't know. It's a bunch of essays, and he sounds like Chuck Palahniuk or like Bukowski.
Okay.
You go. That's a dude.
Let's see it.
All right.
That's a dude.
There you
He's
go.
An Austin writer.
Austin writer?
Check that out.
All right.
There you go.
Perfect. You want to come on up? Yes, you come up for it. You brought the burgers.
This sad bitch
you
out of
brought
here.
The burgers. You did bring the burgers. So
God damn it.
You were the best in the biz. J&L Burgers are the greatest goddamn things I've ever had in my entire life. Look, we already love the barbecue joints.
It was really good, yeah.
As is, but everybody's been talking about these burgers that they have. And we say if you come to the studio and you bring food or booze, you're automatically going to be our bestie. Pop that about an inch from your face there. Tell everybody your name.
Adam.
Adam. Last name?
Because
what you do for a living?
I work for Tribal Nation in a concrete plant.
Okay. Cheers. Well, hey, dude, thanks for being here. You brought the burgers. You brought us some barbecue. We appreciate it. How good is that place?
J&L's is amazing.
It's amazing. It's unbelievable. Yeah. Big fan. Where do you live at?
Oklahoma.
Oh, Oklahoma?
So it's like central Oklahoma. Yeah.
Okay. Right on. Who'd you like to give the Drinking Bro of the Week to?
I got two of them.
Go ahead.
I got my brother.
Okay. Sorry. That's all right.
Yeah, my brother... Jason, so he has his own podcast, right? It's a small thing. He didn't do anything, really anything like I do. But
no free ads. So don't even say.
Don't
name.
Even say.
I'm not gonna say what it is.
Say,
yeah. I'm not gonna say what it is. But his name's Jason, and then obviously my wife.
Okay. Yeah.
And they're right now kayaking and playing
downtown.
And something like that. What was that?
Lady Bird Lake?
Well, they're probably on Colorado River right now. But Barton Springs, they
Barton
went to
Springs,
this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, right on.
Barton Springs is where they were. Yeah. And
cheers. Awesome, man.
Yeah, yeah. It's dope down there.
It's really cold. Mm. Really cold. I didn't like it. I got down about ankle deep, and I didn't like it.
You don't do the cold plunge?
No.
No, you're all done with that. Okay.
Yeah, I hated that. I'm not all about the...
Should we just label this the most depressing show in the history of a... I'm kidding. You're like, nah, I hate that cold, dude. Too cold. We appreciate the food. Who else is over there? You want to come on up, sir? Come on up. Come on. You don't have to walk around. You can come around this way.
That burger was pretty legit.
It was amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it's... That's the best burger I've had in a while.
J&L Barbecue on Cesar Chavez. Best in the biz down here. They're BLTs. That's the greatest. The BLT and the burgers, greatest goddamn sandwich.
I'm going to have to. I wouldn't normally eat something like that, but you guys won't shut up about it. And I can't imagine how a BLT can taste like anything other than what it says in the
name. That's exactly what we said. And so I asked him. I asked the guy and I said, hey, how did you do it? And he said they smoked the bacon for 7 hours. And it's that thick cut bacon. And what do they. Did they glaze it in something, Bob?
Come.
Yeah, I forget what.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
I think it was...
It's fucking insane, dude. Like, I'm the same way. Like, a BLT, okay, whatever. Like,
I was the same
can
way.
Can you fucking talk with your mouth?
No, he's eating barbecue, dude. The show's going off the rails at this point. Who gives a shit? We could put fucking... We could put Mein Kampf up here, the audiobook of Mein Kampf, and just run it. It really wouldn't matter at this point. Pop the mic close to your... There you go.
All right, right here.
What's your name?
My name is also Adam.
Actually. Is it really?
So I'm really glad I didn't wear my defund politician shirt that's also green today. Otherwise, you would have thought you had the same person on the show twice. So, yeah, my name is also Adam. Yeah.
What's your last name?
I'm going to keep that secret.
What the fuck is going on today?
I'm about to start a new career, man, and I want to make sure they don't cancel that subscription, you know?
What do you think? They're gonna your new employer is going to look at you and be like, oh, hey, I heard he was on this podcast. Let's just skip ahead and see what was said on it.
Well,
they keep hearing over and over. So, Tinkle over and over again.
So I'm like, getting into occupational safety, and they're like, man, we don't want a dumbass running our safety program.
That's probably smart.
Yeah. Who would you like to give the drink of the week to?
Definitely my parents, man. I just graduated college earlier this month, and they helped me out a lot, man. They paid for my college, and I look forward to paying them back for that. And then they've made me who I am today, you know, strong upbringing. Both parents had 8 kids, same 2 parents. I mean, it's crazy. They're just amazing people, and I can't be...
So you have 7 brothers and sisters?
So 6 boys, 2 girls.
Holy shit.
I'm number 6 out of the whole 8, so
wow.
I got it tattooed on my chest, actually.
6, right? Yeah.
Is that how they kept track of you? It's like fucking Auschwitz or some shit.
Yeah, I got branded, for sure. As soon as I turned 18, they were like, all right, you're getting numbers, so we know who you are.
3 more 6s, you can join Jimmy from Yellowstone.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I don't know about that, but I think I'll stick with the 1,
you
for
know?
Sure.
Is that your wife?
No, that's my girlfriend. We've been dating actually 6 months today. So,
oh, cheers.
So, yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I mean, you know, everything works out. Hopefully she becomes my wife. You know, that's the plan. So
we'll see. We'll see if she acts up. You
know? We'll see what happens.
Don't let her talk to that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. No, I sat in between them for a reason. So. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thanks for tuning in, kids. We appreciate it. I'd say go to iTunes and rate the show a 5-star and Spotify and all that shit. Not today. Don't do it. Put the phones away and let's just take care of ourselves and take care of each other, I think is what Springer used to say. RIP, obviously, he's dead. But after today's show, yeah, nowhere to go. Nowhere to go from here today, friends. Saturday nights, we will be at... Tampa Bay will be the Tampa Bay Rowdies game. If you're in Tampa Bay, Hard AF Seltzer is the official sponsor of the Tampa Bay Rowdies. We will be there for the night game. If you want to join us, we will be in Section F, or no, MF7, which stands for Midfield 7. Ticks are cheap there. And then Sunday, we will be at the Rays game against the Dodgers. It is the 11:30 a.m. game on Fox. It is the game of the week, the Sunday game of the week. And we just found out, I don't know, an hour ago that Dan was going to be one of the veterans of the game. They're going to put some picks up on the scoreboard. And Johnny Sins might show up. Maybe.
Vandenham's definitely showing up.
Gene Vandenham might show up. We're going to take Joel to video it. Because if we're able to get this on the Jumbotron, I think it would be amazing.
I think I've got just the picture for it, I think. I'm going to look when I get home.
I'll pull a Vandenham pick and then send it to you. But if we can pull that off, it'd be hilarious. They don't listen to the show, so it doesn't really matter anyways. And let's face it.
Even if they did, if they listened to the show, they would be fans of the show and they would let this happen. So
probably.
I'm fine with it either way.
Probably. Today's, they probably turned off after like 15 minutes. So
if they're smart.
Yeah. But if you're out there and you have a chance to sleep with Leonardo DiCaprio, just know that there's a decent shot he might look at you and just say, Dingo Crew! For D'Anthony, D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.